All he knew for sure was that there had been some anomalous blips on what Finley and Jenkins, their chief technician, liked to call the deep telemetry, as if these were instruments at the bottom of the ocean, instead of just in a basement closet adjacent to the long, low room holding the rest of the more useful gear. Pimley recognized what he was feeling, call a spade, as a sense of impending doom. He'd tried to tell himself it was only his grandfather's proverb in action that he was almost home, and so it was time to worry about the eggs. Finally, he'd gone into his bathroom, where he closed the lid of the toilet and knelt to pray. And here he was, still, only something had changed in the atmosphere. He'd heard no footfall, but knew someone had stepped into his office. Logic suggested who it must be. Still without opening his eyes, still with his hands clasped on the closed cover of the toilet, he called, "Finley? Finley Otego, is that you?"
"Yeah, boss, it's me."
What was he doing here before the horn? Everyone, even the breakers, knew what a fiend for sleep was Finley the Weasel. But all in good time. At this moment, Pimley was entertaining the Lord, although in truth he'd nearly dozed off on his knees when some deep sub-instinct had warned him he was no longer alone on the first floor of Warden's house. One did not snub such an important guest as the Lord God of Hosts, and so he finished his prayer. "Grant me the grace of thy will, amen," before rising with a wince. His damned back didn't care a bit for the belly it had to hoist in front. Finley was standing by the window, holding the peacemaker up to the dim light, turning it to and fro in order to admire the delicate scrollwork on the butt plates.
"This is the one that said good night to Cameron, true?" Finley asked. "The rapist Cameron?"